A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Metzia Ayin Vav, Baba Metzia 76a, pagination is 151. We'll start on the facing page, three lines from the bottom, where the new perek begins. This is a perek dealing with employee-employer relationships. The Mishnah states, Hasocheres ha'umnin, a person hired workers. V'hitu ze'ezeh, and there was a trick that occurred between them. Ein lohem ze al ze ela tarumus. They only have complaints, but they cannot claim actual financial compensation to address their grievance. And the Gemara wonders, what is their grievance, which they don't have recourse, and all they have is a complaint? So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter commented that you see from this Mishnah right away that you're not allowed to have complaints against people unless they're justified. Just because I'm jealous or something, you're not allowed to have a complaint and dislike somebody. A person has to work on themselves to recognize that only when there's a justified complaint can you have a complaint. And our Mishnah is introducing that it's possible to have a complaint even though there's no financial claim, but the person wronged you. Not necessarily will the way to address the complaint be with compensation. It could be the way to address the complaint will be by appeasing the person. You may have to say, I'm sorry, which for some people is more than compensation. Harder to do, but it's a different thing. It's not necessarily something you pay up with $100. It's a complaint. What is the complaint? So the Mishnah on Ayin Vav explores the possibilities coming from a perspective that it has to do with the wage. And the Gemara over here on Amud Aleph describes that the balabayis, the homeowner, directed somebody to hire workers. And this contractor hired the workers based on a price that was inaccurate. The first approach of the Gemara is that he gave a price higher than the one that the balabayis, the homeowner, quoted. The balabayis said 3, and he quoted 4 as the wage for the job, or the rate, the hourly wage. He's quoting a different amount. And this becomes a forum and an opportunity to explore how wages work according to halacha. You'll take a look about 15 lines down. In the beginning of the line, the Gemara says, Sechorchem alai. If this contractor said, the responsibility of your wage is on my shoulders, then Nasiv Luhumididei, he's going to have to pay up based on the rate of 4, because that's what he quoted. And that's what he took responsibility for. The Gemara quotes, Hasocher es hapoel, if a person hires a worker, lasos bishalo, officially it was for him to work on this person's land, v'her eyu bishal chaveru, but when he pointed to the yard that you should do the work in, he pointed to someone else's yard. Nosen lo schara mishalem, you have to pay the person the entire wage. V'chosu v'notem abalabayis masha'aneyu, indeed you can go to the homeowner and the amount that you benefited him, which is a new halacha, you could expect compensation for the amount you benefited him. But you're going to have to prove how much you benefited him. If he doesn't fertilize his front lawn normally, so we have to know what you benefited him. But the starting point for our purposes is that if this contractor told them to do this work at a rate of 4, then even though the homeowner only quoted 3, the contractor is bound to pay 4, no different than if he just pointed to someone else's yard without any previous discussion with the homeowner and just said, go do the work in his field, I'll pay you. Fine, so pay them. Consider an interesting case where a neighborly person points to his neighbor's front walk and says, I think you should shovel his walk. And it would really depend on the exact wording that was used. If he took it on his own responsibility, telling them to shovel the neighbor's walk, because it's an act of chesed, because he's an elderly person, it could be that he's bound to pay for that. If, however, he worded it, go to them, they might want their walk shoveled, so then he's not taking responsibility, he's giving an advisement of where they can find business, and that would be handled differently. Again, back to the flow of the Gemara based on understanding the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that there's a case which the Gemara takes to be the contractor middleman case, where the Balabayas said one price, the contractor said a higher price, and the contractor is going to be bound to pay that price. The Gemara continues and says, what would happen if he said, Secharchem al Balabayas? Your wage is on the homeowner. And here we have a problem, because the homeowner did not quote 4. The homeowner quoted 3. But these workers are going to work thinking that they're getting 4. They've been tricked. One argument is that they're doing exceptional work because they think they're getting 4. And the Gemara once again introduces a new concept, which is a continuation of the previous statement, that the homeowner would be liable for ma sheheneyu if it could be proven that he benefited at the rate of 4. He would have to pay 4, no different than the case of Yored Lesoch Chaveru. A person unsolicited goes to somebody's yard and does things that benefit him. He would have to pay this worker according to the rate of his benefit. Consider the snow shoveling. If the person normally hires people to shovel his snow, he has no contract with anyone specific, it's first come, first serve, whoever he engages, then if someone would come shovel his snow, do exactly what he normally does and pays, then the amount he benefited, he would have to pay to these workers. So in that way, the Gemara addresses what this concept of Ta'arumas would be. It's a case where they can't prove that they did work at the rate of 4 to benefit the homeowner, to be able to claim the 4 from him. And therefore, they have a claim, we were duped, we were tricked, we were told that the Balabayas is going to give us 4, and really, we're only getting 3. The Gemara then flips the possibility and considers what would happen if this contractor quoted down. So initially, the Gemara says, we don't understand what the issue might be. If the homeowner said 4, the contractor said 3, and they agreed to 3, so what's their complaint? And the Gemara introduces a concept at the end of a line, about a third of the way up, Al timna tov mi ba'olav. They have a complaint. Don't withhold good from the recipient. If the homeowner was willing to give four, why did you come to us only offering three? Why, it's not even your money you're saving. Why are you being stingy on us, the workers? If a price was quoted, you should have allowed us to benefit from it. So again, the Mishnah is describing cases, or a case, and it's a question which case, but a case where there would only be tarumas. And what emerges is a number of cases where the homeowner might actually be liable, or the contractor might actually be liable, but also cases where they would not be liable. The way the situation played itself out, they wouldn't be able to collect the higher fee, and that would be the case of tarumas. Specifically, if they can't prove that their work is worth four and therefore claim it from the balabayas, because that's the amount that he benefited, if we can't prove that, so then the price was quoted at four from the balabayas, but the balabayas only quoted three, and therefore they can't collect more than the three, since they can't prove four as a yored leso chavero, or the case where the contractor quoted down, and they certainly can't get more than they agreed to. However, they have a claim, al timna tov mi ba'olav, don't withhold good from its potential recipient. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.